Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Benyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney, and I'm with him.
Doug, it's so great to have you in the studio. We've got a lot of headlines.
Well, but it's been a really interesting time right here around BEL headquarters.
That's true.
It's been pretty, you know, we do headlines, and you do a great job with the headline.
Well, thank you.
But sometimes we make our own headlines around.
We do that.
Yeah, but I want to get to, there's one that jumps out at me that you simply have to address.
What?
The foundations of the evolutionary story have yet again been rocked. A skull has been found.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
A skull, I said. And this skull,
fossil skulls.
It suggests that our ancient human ancestors may not have come out of Africa as has been commonly believed.
Where did they find this skull?
They found the skull in Georgia.
Georgia?
Yeah.
Near Atlanta?
No. I think it was outside of Athens.
In Greece?
No, Georgia. No, wait a minute.
Oh, you mean in Europe.
This is the Russian Federation.
Just in case any public school teachers are tuning in right now.
Yeah.
So Georgia in Eastern Europe.
Georgia in Eastern Europe.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, so that's where they found these skulls?
They found a skull. And apparently, it suggests that our human ancestors migrated out of Africa way earlier than the evolutionists previously thought.
Oh.
And they spent a long evolutionary interlude, apparently, in the Georgia area there in Eurasia. Mm. And before they apparently must have moved back to Africa.
Come on, Doug. Now you just make all – you're making all this up,
no,
right?
No, I'm reading this.
This is an actual news story.
Yeah, this is an actual
news
story.
It is so juvenile the way these people – these evolutionists will believe anything. It is juvenile.
Well, yeah, all they need is some cartoons to go along with it, like they have at the museum here in Denver.
And a pig's tooth. They could use a pig's tooth. You know, it's funny. The pigs are funny in the story of man evolving.
Yeah, how does the pig's tooth fit in?
Well, skull 1470. And do you remember they took a pig's tooth, found it near, not in Georgia, but Nebraska.
Another state altogether, Nebraska. Yeah.
Nebraska is another country in Eastern Europe. And this is true. In Nebraska, archaeologists, paleontologists found a tooth.
Right.
They built from the tooth the jawbone.
Okay. That seems logical.
They could figure it out. From the jawbone, they built the skull. Skull, they built the spine, which is quite a trick.
That's really, really pushing the envelope there. Yeah. Believability.
From the spine, they built the rest of the organism, including the soft, you know, soft tissue.
Right. The flesh and
the
bones.
The skin and the amount of hair.
The hair.
And they called it Nebraska Man.
Uh-huh.
Then they built his wife and kids.
Get out of here.
His whole social structure, the tools that he used, and they believe this. Evolutionists are so gullible. You know, when you believe a lie, you'll believe many, many lies to support it. And so then eventually, you know the end of the story. You know what they found?
No, I'm at the edge of my seat.
They found the rest of the skeleton.
And it turns out the guy didn't have near as much hair as they thought, right?
It was a pig.
Oh, it wasn't a guy at all.
The tooth was a tooth from a pig. They found a pig tooth. That's how gullible the entire evolutionary community is.
Now, how long did this go on? I mean, was it widely publicized? I've heard of Nebraska Man.
For decades.
When I was in high school, Nebraska Man was the guy who was kind of halfway standing up, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it's just yet another absurdity believed by, like, oh, we found these skulls, and so, you know, they evolved in Africa, then they took a vacation to Eurasia.
They're like the Beverly Hillbillies. They
hung out there, and then they moved back. Back to Africa.
Right.
These people are lunatics. Well, and, you know, Skull 1470, when they found that, who found that? Donald Johansson? And they said it's millions of years old, because it's in Africa.
Yeah,
millions of years old, but it was too human. It threw out every other fossil, so they had to redate it, even though they had three separate labs, separate radiometric dating techniques, saying, look how old it is. They said it's too old. It throws out all of our evolutionary fossils.
Well, we can't do that.
So they redated it to just a couple million years old.
Okay.
And lo and behold, three labs figured it out independently. It was still too old.
Oh.
So they figured out how old Skull 1470 was
how did they
by the
that?
Pig bones they found nearby, and they said, we know when the pig evolved.
Oh, yeah.
So since we know when the pig evolved, we could throw out all the radiometric dating. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
And this skull is not nearly as old as we thought because it looks so human. So these evolutionists are gullible. And
people make fun of creationists as if we have no basis in the scientific method.
Right.
I mean, that's the scientific method gone haywire. If it doesn't work the first time, you go and you get some new. That's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, Bob, another experts believe that this fossilized bone that they found dates to about 1.8 million years ago.
Wow. Yeah. That means they should have found ligaments, muscles, tissue, skin. Eyeballs?
Well,
shouldn't they? Because it's not even 2 million years old.
Well, that seems like a long time.
Yeah, but when they find dinosaurs like a T-Rex, 65 million years old, they find soft tissue.
That's documented.
Hemoglobin.
Now, that's factual.
Blood vessels.
You're not making this up.
No.
That's in Montana.
Hadrosaurs. Now, they're finding a soft tissue dinosaur every 2 years.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is not even 2 million years old. It should have the whole corpse there.
That's right. If the dinosaur is 65 million years old, this is just a couple million years.
Talk about being gullible and being willing to believe anything. So evolutionists nowadays, it's amazing how long soft tissue will survive in sandstone. It's just amazing. 65 million. Who would have thought it wouldn't even dehydrate?
Who would have thunk it?
Who would have thunk it?
Oh, wow.
They're so gullible. It's so foolish. It's so stupid to believe in evolution.
All right.
It is just... mindless.
Well, thank you very much for knocking that down, putting in the proper perspective for the entire nation.
Yeah.
And I've been hearing, there's a couple stories circulating throughout headquarters today that I simply have to get all the facts on.
Okay.
Because
you mean right here?
I've heard
at BEL.
Right here at the world headquarters.
All right.
So I'm going to call General Manager Will Duffy. We'll switch places. I'll take
you
calls.
You want to hear Will's story?
I want to hear
his
Will's
credit
story.
Card story?
Yeah, it's a credit card story.
All right. Will Duffy is the General Manager of
KGOV. We're switching headphones.
KGOV.com. So, Doug, you're going to take his station while Will's on the station. And we didn't even tell people about the telethon. Will Duffy, how you doing, Will?
Hey, good to be here.
It's great to talk to you on the air, Will. Will, our telethon, our goal is $40,000. Do you know what we're up to so far?
Yeah, $13,909.
$13,909.
That's exciting, right?
It's astounding. What a fabulous audience. And we got a $500 matching offer from Chris from Elizabeth, Colorado.
Wow.
So $500, and we can't count that until it's matched. So if anybody out there could call in, maybe Doug will answer the phone. 303-463-7789.
Or 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-8-NYART.
That's right. I sometimes give the backdoor number that'll work no matter when. 800-836-9278. So, Will Duffy, you and your family were camping this weekend, and you ran across another Law and Order story.
Yeah, this is a good one. We were on our last day of camping, and we ran out of water, so we went to the local country store near where we were camping to purchase some water.
Now, I notice you're not telling the name of the store yet. You're going to withhold that for now?
For now.
All right.
So I gave my wife the credit card to pay for the water, and I was just kind of perusing the store, and she wanted to go a couple stores down to check on the price of ice cream. So I finished the transaction. I signed the credit card receipt, took the water, and the store clerk handed me back the receipt and the water as if he had given my wife back the credit card.
Right.
And I assumed that he did. There was no reason to not believe, so it wasn't sitting there on the counter.
You assumed he gave the card to your wife because she started the transaction.
Yeah, so I went and met my wife at this, coffee shop that sells ice cream, and she liked the choices better at the country store.
Oh, all right.
So, the country store guy thought we were heading back home, but we ended up going back to get some ice cream.
Back to his store.
Back to his store. So we go back, and the family all picks out what they want, for a treat. And I go up to pay, open my wallet, and the credit card's not there.
Mm.
So I asked my wife, I said, "Do you have it?" And she said, "No, you finished the transaction." So I looked to the guy, and I said, "I don't think you ever gave us back the credit card." And he said, "Yeah, I did." And I looked down, and I see the corner of my card sticking out from underneath the cash register.
That's just too much. Will, this is so much a Will Duffy story. This is a classic Will Duffy story.
Yeah.
So what happened?
So as soon as I look down, he sees me look down, and as fast as lightning, pops a button on the cash register to throw the drawer open to cover the corner of the card.
Oh, my.
So I'm sitting here trying to figure out what to do. It's so obvious, but this guy is so cool, calm, and collected. It's obvious he's done this before.
He's a credit card thief.
He's a credit card thief.
He's running a credit card scam out of this store.
So I tell him again, I said, I actually don't think you gave the card back. You know, let's make sure you did. Let's look around. And he said, no, I saw you put it in your pocket. So my wife, you know, asked me, well, let's check your pockets. And I wasn't going to take my eyes off this guy and the card under the drawer. So I told my wife, I don't have pockets.
So you said, I don't have pockets.
Yeah, that was my pockets were irrelevant at the time.
Yeah, this guy is a liar. And so as far as he's concerned, you don't have pockets as far as he's concerned.
Yeah, so I tell him, you know, let's just look around to make sure. And so I'm, you know, basically hinting with my eyes to close the drawer so we'll see the card sitting there. So he closes the drawer, and as he closes it, puts his hand right on top of my card.
Oh, my.
So he's sitting there with his hand on my card. It looks bizarre, his hand right there on the counter. And telling me that he gave me back the card and that I need to go find it. So I just keep staring at his hand, and after about 45 seconds of awkward silence, he lifts up his hand and says, oh, look, it's right here. I can't believe it.
Wow. Wow. So now this is a classic Will Duffy credit card story, because you have your cards on the back of your credit cards. They say this card is stolen.
Yeah, that's right. I used to put CID or C photo ID on the back of my card.
And no store cares. They just don't care.
Nobody cares. In fact, one of our past credit cards was stolen by a waitress that said C photo ID, and she went and used it.
She used it even though it was your card and it said C photo ID.
And it was my name, a male's name.
A male's name. A woman is using it. Nobody cares. And generally, the police don't care.
No.
It's even hard to get the credit card companies to care. We have a lawless society. Because when you violate do not murder, legalizing the killing of children, what does do not steal mean? It really is not a big deal.
Yeah, it's nothing to them. So my new strategy is to write on the back of the card, stolen CID.
Stolen.
And it works about half the time.
But this guy stole a card that was stolen. And the waitress that actually stole your card, you tracked her down, right? You figured it out. You figured out who was guilty.
Yeah. That was a couple of years ago, and I went and met with the restaurant manager, and nothing really came of it.
Yeah, they didn't care. The police didn't care. She's using a stolen credit card. All right, Will, keep us informed, all right?
I will.
On the status of the credit card snatcher who thinks he could get away with it, but ran into the general manager of KGov.com,
Thanks.
Will Duffy.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Will. Appreciate that. Will's also the founder of the Collaborators Project. You can look that up online, collaboratorsproject.com. So, Doug McBurney, that's just such typical Will Duffy. Doesn't let it go. Well, you shouldn't let it go.
No.
What would you have done?
Well, I'm very proud that Will restrained himself from becoming physically violent.
The first thought is, when the guy has his hand over your card, you just punch him in the nose.
No, you take out your – you were camping, right? So you take out your knife and you stick his hand right to the table, right? Through the – no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we're just kidding.
But, Will, a lot of self-restraint and self-control exercise there. And I'm sure that Will – we'll get to the bottom of this.
Will. He's already got the guy's name, the owner's name, the owner's spouse's name, their home addresses. He's got it all. He's the founder of the Collaborators Project.
He's on their case.
This guy doesn't know who he thought he was robbing from. He just doesn't know.
Oh, man.
So anyway, it's a
very
neat story.
Compelling.
Doug, on the way here.
Yes, now I want to hear about the story.
Well, this doesn't match Will's, but I was driving to the studio in a divided road, and a vehicle was coming the wrong way toward me. I'm driving 40 miles an hour.
That's scary.
And a vehicle pulls out of a driveway and is coming toward me, and I, you know, slow down to 10 miles an hour immediately.
Okay.
And that vehicle going the wrong way on a major road turns into another driveway and hits a 17-year-old on a bicycle, knocks him off his bike.
Wow.
And so I immediately pull off the road up onto somebody's lawn, and I dial 911, getting ready to call 911 if the kid is injured. And walk up, and the kid is very shaken up, but he's worried more about his bicycle than himself.
Well, that's a good sign for him health-wise.
That's a good sign. Yeah. And she said, this kid doesn't know how to drive. He came around that corner up there. And I said, lady, you were driving the wrong way on this street, and you hit him. It is your fault. And she said, yeah, it's my bad. It's my bad. And the kid said he thought he was all right, and he could ride home. His seat was crooked, and his Spike looked a
little... But the driver, the woman, she's fully ready to defend herself and rebel against the truth.
That she's going to blame this kid.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Bible says don't bear false witness against your neighbor.
Right.
And so I gave the kid, and it's not a kid, he's a young man. I gave him a card for Bobbin' You're Alive, and I said, just in case, you know, I saw what happened, just in case you're injured or your bike is messed up.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, so he was very appreciative. And so, but a lot of...
Kind of a scary story.
Well,
to see someone else being hit by a car.
Yeah, and knocked off.
Very, very traumatic.
Yeah. So we got the skull in Georgia. Now, they're talking about one main skull, but they said there's various skulls.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, and jaw bones and fragments of limb bones.
Okay.
But anyway, Doug, so we got the skull, we got the credit card, and the bike.
We got the bicycle incident.
And the telethon.
And the telethon. By the way, we are up to – you guys made the announcement. I was busy adjusting the anchor chair out there.
Yeah.
But $13,909.
That is so exciting. We're –
and
wow.
And that $500 match came in from Chris and Debbie, and it's we need that match. We need that $500 match to get us over – we could go over $14,000.
Over $14,000
today. Wait, if that get matched, we could go over $15,000 with another – it just
– If it got matched, it would add $1,000 to this $13,900.
Folks, give us a call, 1-800-836-9278. Participate in the match, the generous match from Chris and Debbie.
1-800-836-9278.
All right. And so now, with all this activity, let's go to the phones.
All right.
Vic, on line 9, speak your mind.
How you doing today, guys?
Great.
Hi, Vic. You're on with Doug McBurney and Bob Enyart.
All right. I was thinking, sitting here trying to think of how much I could afford to donate.
Oh, wow.
And then I thought, you know, we really can't afford not to let you be on the air. You're just too important.
Wow.
Way to go, Vic.
I'm going to do the best I can. I'm going to challenge, you know, you guys know I drive for a living. I'm going to challenge other drivers to donate something. I'm going to donate $100 today.
Praise the Lord.
Hey, Vic,
and,
that's actually $200.
That's right, because we got
to. Right.
And you said you drive, meaning, explain that to.
I'm a delivery driver. That's what I do for work.
Do you generally stay on the right side of the road, Vic?
Generally.
Okay.
Because I'm making my lunch.
Because you heard about the woman who just drove on the wrong side of the street and hit the kid on the bicycle.
I heard that.
A tragic
it's terrible
story.
That she wouldn't accept responsibility for that.
Yeah.
Well, what's funny, Vic, is as soon as Bob confronted her with the indisputable truth, she said, "Okay, you're right. I'm sorry.
Oh, this guy's not going to let me out of it," she said.
Yeah, that's it.
She said, "My bad.
My bad.
I got something else too." In honor of the upcoming personhood petition.
Yay, go personhood.
Work.
In Colorado.
Yeah.
Right. I know that last year when we did it, I was challenging drivers to call in and make a donation. And
all right.
If it's $15 or more, I'll send them a copy of Focus on the Strategy 2.
Wow. Whoa. All right. Well, so if any driver calls in a donation of $15 or more, Vic, of his own expense, we'll send them a DVD.
Well, actually, I was wondering if it'd be okay if I used Will's credit card.
Hey, everybody else does.
Yeah, we'll authorize that, Vic.
All right. That's funny, Vic. All right.
Okay.
That's all for me. All right. Thanks, Vic. God
thanks, bless Vic.
You. So what is it? What are we at now?
$13,909 plus $200 is $14. I'm not good at this.
Doug, this is big. $14,109.
$14,109.
That, you know what that means?
What does that mean?
We have broken $14,000, and it's the ninth. It's 9909.
That's right. It's 9909.
If you see any superstitious Christians standing on their head on a street corner today, it's because they think it's 666.
Oh, 99.
This is 99. This is 999. September 9th, 2009.
Which is kind of neat.
Yeah.
I mean, it's you know.
666 upside down.
And so we're over $14,000, but we still have $400 outstanding on Chris and Debbie's match. So call us 1-800-836-9278 and get us up over $15,000, hopefully before we go off the air.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I've got another. I want to throw this headline at you, Bob. This is not going to surprise you, but it may shock you.
Yeah.
This is from the London Telegraph. Apparently, the UN... estimates that, first of all, 40% of all pregnancies worldwide are unintended, according to the UN. Okay?
The UN.
They say that, and they say that all these unintended pregnancies are putting tons and tons of carbon into the air and causing climate change.
So kids are a major factor global warming.
That's right.
Kids.
Kids. They're the problem.
The jihad against children.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any excuse will do, even make-believe global warming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought the sun caused global warming. Now it's kids. Any reason to kill a child.
There's a new report out. The report is titled Fewer Emitter, Lower Emissions, Less Cost.
So they used to call them useless eaters.
Right.
Now they're calling them emitters.
They're emitters, which is, that's worse than just a useless eater.
Yeah.
Now you're not only consuming, but you're emitting to the negative.
Right.
You're a useless emitter.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the study concludes that family planning, contraception, should be seen as one of the primary methods of reducing CO2 emissions.
Any excuse to kill innocent children and to thereby justify your rebellion against God.
Mm.
Like Mike Rosen on KOA this morning. You know, they're having a reasoned discussion about why the Republicans don't do as well in elections.
Right.
And it really comes down to they're too unreasonable about abortion.
Oh, yeah, that's Rosen's position.
You know, it always comes down to that.
Sure. Not that abortion's a big issue.
No.
You know, Will Duffy pointed out to me this morning, and I did not know this. Did you know that on the very first day Bill Clinton took office, you've heard of the Mexico Protocol? What do they call
Mexico
it, Will?
Mexico policy.
The Mexico policy. Basically, we give money to other countries, and the Mexico policy said you can't use it to kill kids.
Right.
Well, Bill Clinton, on his first day in office, he rescinded that.
Yeah, first
now,
day.
Now, George W. Bush, on his first day in office, he brought it back.
Yeah.
And then Barack Obama, on his first day in office, he rescinded it once again.
Right.
Not that abortion is a big issue or anything.
No.
You know.
No, you know, when it comes to Supreme Court justices and things like this,
right.
The issues that we care most deeply about at Bob and Yurt Live are virtually the only issues that the nation is obsessed with.
Yeah, they're focused on
abortion, homosexuality, mm-hmm. evolution, creation.
Yeah.
And because those are the real issues, even though Mike Rosen and godless hordes would want to tell you these are not very important issues.
Right.
But these life and death morality issues that we are made in God's image and He has revealed to us right from wrong, those are the fundamental issues.
Because those really are the big issues that underlie all of the other debates that go on.
Yeah.
You know, like this healthcare debate. Today's the big day, you know. Today's the day Barack Obama snatches victory from the jaws of defeat with his magnanimous speech, monumental of historic importance.
Mm.
The speech he's going to give tonight. Were you aware that he's going to be?
He's putting his feet in his jaws?
No, he's going to be giving a speech before a joint
snatching
session of
his feet from his jaw.
Something like that. Okay. Anyway, it's big news.
Today, about health care.
Yeah, it's going to be this evening.
Yeah, government health care, it's evil, it's socialism, it's wrong.
But. Well, here's a story out of the London Mail, and I want to thank Jill Stanek because she made me aware of this.
Yeah,
she's all
pro-life
over this
blogger.
Story.
She's good.
She's been talking about this. Now, in England.
Although she's a regulator.
She is a regulator.
And one day we'll say to her, Jill, welcome aboard.
Yes, we will, because Jill's heart's in the right place, and we love Jill.
Mm-hmm.
She does a lot of great work.
Yeah.
Over in England, apparently the national guidelines, which aren't compulsory, but they generally tell doctors what to do. They say that if a baby is born before 23 weeks, that they recommend the doctor does not use any exceptional means to try to save
the baby.
The baby's
not worth trying to save
right.
if the baby's that young.
Right. And
they have state-run health care.
It's a recommendation.
There. Yeah.
Well, the recommendation has borne fruit because a young lady... Her baby was born at 21 weeks and 5 days, and the attending medical officials determined not to go help her.
They didn't care.
Yeah, they did not help her. They allowed the baby to actually die.
Doug,
they
here
actually
is this
allowed,
mom in London.
Yes.
Here is this mom who has a 22-week-old baby.
21 weeks and 5 days, to be exact.
She wants that her baby given every chance to live.
She wants it rushed into a neonatal intensive care unit
of
and
course,
saved.
Of course. And they said, no, we're following the government guidelines on this.
That's right.
We refuse. And so what happened to her son's name was Jaden.
Jaden. He lived for a few hours. In fact, the midwife told the mother, quote, they won't come and help, sweetie. Make the best of the time you have with him. And she did. She stayed with the child until he died. Two
he had
hours.
No medical care whatsoever.
No medical attention. Now, This baby could
have been
saved.
That's a death pathway. That's a death pathway.
That's the
We just got a call, Doug, from Nick.
Nick.
Nick was the guy hit.
The guy who got hit on the bike?
On the bike.
How you feeling, Nick? If you feel nauseous or dizzy, call a doctor.
Yeah, that's right. Hopefully, Nick, you're fine.
I hope so.
Nick says thanks. We got from our call screener.
That's great.
Nick says thanks. Well, Nick is a neat young guy. The gal that hit him, we got her home address and her name.
Oh, yeah.
And hopefully, though, Nick is fine and his bike is fine.
Yeah, and, you know, if everything's fine and the woman is generally repentant, then Nick could forgive her and move on with his life.
Remember, King David was not repentant until he was caught.
That's generally the case.
Generally the case.
I found it.
Tragically so. So, yeah, Doug, we're about out of time. Phone number for people to call in if they want to help keep us on the air, 303-463-7789. That's the back door line.
Yeah, or you can go right to kgov.com, kgov.com online, and you can donate to the telethon there. Any amount you want.
But you got to find KGov. I heard that it's missing.
KGov,
it's been misplaced on the internet.
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah.
KGov.com. You got to look for that. And we are at $14,109. The goal is $40,000 for the month.
And we've got to have it, Bob. If we don't raise this money, I've sat down and looked at the numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, we could lose the national arm of the ministry, which is the internet.
It's a little bit scary.
Yeah, it's very scary.
1-800-836-9278. Nick, we don't raise funds on every show. But we've been on for 18 years.
Yeah.
5 days a week. Doug, sometimes we've gone for 4 months without mentioning money.
Yeah, oh, yeah. All the time.
Yeah.
Oh, you went for, I think, a year and a half.
At one point.
Without asking for any
money. But we've realized to stay on the air, you need money.
I am.
So thanks, Doug McBurney. Will Duffy, General Manager, KGov.com. Thank you, Will. Maranatha Christian Center, what a great school in Arvada. And our phone number again, KGov.com is the website, KGOV.com, 1-800-8-N-YARDS. Please help us out if you can, 1-800-836-9278. God bless you.